That whole DJ thing is now perfectly clear to you guys, right? Like, all right.
Now. You're right in tune.
Oh, bless you, Amy Ray. Indigo Girls live on the radio with us here at 90.7 FM WFUV. That was fun.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That was awesome. All right, before we set you free, we're going to do two more things with you. First is the FUV pop quiz. Then we're going to let you play DJ. Are you ready, Emily Salyers and Amy Ray?
Yes, we are.
For the WFUV pop quiz.
Jeez, you didn't tell us about this part.
That's why it's a pop quiz. Okay, number one. Aside from gear, instruments, or your band, you don't go on the road without
running shoes.
Computer.
What song do you wish you'd written and why?
Anything by Joni Mitchell.
Romeo and Juliet, because I do it all the time. I wish I'd written it.
Who do you wish would record an Indigo Girls song, either dead or alive?
Mary J. Blige.
Ah, yeah. Which one should she do?
Anyone. I bow before her greatness.
I want Outkast Andre specifically to do a remix of Driver Education.
Cool. That's a great idea.
One day.
What song would you sing in the shower but never in public?
I don't sing in the shower, ever. But if I had to,
you have to.
I don't know, the theme from Phantom of the Opera, maybe? I don't know.
I think I'm going to go for a musical, too, and do Where Is Love from Oliver.
Oh, that's great. What's the first album you bought?
Jackson 5.
Oh, nice.
The Partridge Family. I'm a David Cassidy fan. Yeah, the one with the family album with all the pictures.
Right, the red.
Yeah,
and
I still have it.
Someone finds your iPod and hits shuffle. What song do you hope doesn't come up?
Oh. I don't know if I'm embarrassed by any of the songs on my iPod. Do you have one?
Well, probably Indigo Girls, because I all of...
That's true. That's exactly it.
My iPhone, my iPod is also my practice thing, so everything we've ever done is on there. So I can't shuffle, because then it comes up and it's such a drag. You know?
That's right. That's right.
What's your favorite Dylan song?
A Ballad in Plain D.
Oh, that's... Yeah, no one ever picks that one.
What's that song? What's Somebody Like You doing in a...
Place Like This.
Yeah, yeah. What's a sweetheart?
What's a
Sweetheart Like You. Like you.
Sweetheart Like You. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite one. I don't know the name of it, but
No, it is. That's good.
Yeah.
What job would you have if you weren't a musician?
English teacher.
I'd probably be a teacher too. Yeah, mm-hmm. Not English, but I did major in that, but I think I'm not good enough. So something liberal, humanities, something broad.
Do you have any hidden talents?
You're a great cook.
I could cook a truffle risotto. That's good.
Wow. Yeah. Now, do you do white truffles or black?
Do black, because white is just so hard to get, and they're so expensive, and usually I just cheat with truffle oil.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That's a lot of stirring.
A lot of stirring. I like that. It's very meditative for me, cooking, mm-hmm. especially risotto.
Mm. Next time.
Yeah. We cook and sing.
What more do you want from me, Rita? Amy, how about you?
I don't know.
She can do anything.
No,
it's true.
I'm really good at cleaning the house. Actually, I'm really good at it. Like, I'm OCD, so I can totally. If anybody wants their house cleaned, I will have fun doing it and organize everything in your life.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the biggest misconception your fans or the media have about you?
Well, I think we've been stigmatized sort of into a, it's very sexist before it's even homophobic, but into a very sort of narrow category of musical expression, you know, just playing acoustic guitars and being women, which there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I think our music has more scope than that. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, people think we're gay, which is really weird to me. I don't get it. We've been running from it our whole lives. Sometimes people think we're like totally serious, and we really laugh a lot, but mm-hmm. we don't put that into our songs as much because that's harder to do. And sometimes people think me and Emily have been girlfriends, and we never have.
And we never will.
And that's why we're still together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, you guys. And finally, what wacky thing would you do if you had the time or the guts or the whatever?
Wacky? Retire?
Retire? Did you say that?
Retire, yeah. Not from Indigo Girls, but from everything else. And just, yeah, just create. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've always wanted to float the whole Mississippi River. But that's kind of a challenge because there's a lot of things in the way on the way down. But that's my fantasy, you know, to like be able to do the whole river. Like some people do the Appalachian Trail. And right, I've always wanted to be able to see everything on the Mississippi River.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, you guys. You did great on the quiz there.
I thought it was going to be like trivia or something.
Yeah, I was getting sweaty and nervous about it.
What's the third song on Abbey Road, side B?
Yeah. Gentle.
Oh, that's fun. Thanks, you guys. Oh, we'll let you play DJ now.
Great.
Indigo Girls, what do you want to go out with here?
Well, we're both big fans of Sia, and I discovered Sia through 07. She sang the song Destiny, and I heard her voice, and I was like, who is that? So ever since then, really huge fans, and both Amy and I adore her. So this is Destiny from 07, but the vocalist is Sia.
With our thanks to the Indigo Girls for the visit today.